A black sedan pulls into an empty car park in the early morning light.
I get to work before the sun comes up and I leave long after it's gone down. I haven't had sex in 6 months with someone other than myself. And the only thing in my refrigerator is an old line. Could be a Kiwi, no way to tell.
Morning, Thomas.
Morning, Nick. Better hurry.
But here's the thing. This is just temporary.
It's 6:02 a.m.
Quick story. My grandmother came to this country with $20 in her pocket. She worked hard her whole life and never took shit from anyone. When she died, she had turned that $20 into $2,000. That sucks. You know why she didn't succeed? Because she didn't take shit from anyone. The key to success, and they will not teach you this in business school, is taking shit. That's exactly what I've been doing for the last 8 years, and it's all about to pay off.
This is Nick.
I'm this close to getting a big promotion with my own office.
I'll be right there, Mr. Harkin.
Then, all the endless hours and the sacrifice and the shit-eating will have been worth it.
See, this is what concerns me, Nick. You're a punctual guy. You know the importance of being here right at 6 a.m., which is what leads me to think that there must be something wrong with the internal clock on our security system.
May have been a minute late.
Well, no, but according to this, you were 2 minutes late. So either you're a liar, or this system is off by a full minute.
The only hitch? I work for this guy, David Harkin, who right now is giving me some fresh shit for being 2 minutes late. He's a total fucking asshole.
And if that's the case, then I'm gonna have to fire Thomas, our longtime security coordinator.
May have been 2 minutes late.
Oh, well, then you were lying.
No, who are you calling?
Thomas, I gotta let him go.
No, I was lying, sorry.
You were lying?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. It was more of a saying, you know. Might have been a minute late. Literally, truthfully, was 2 minutes late.
A couple.
Boy, I have to get used to driving with this big heavy ring on my finger.
Come on.
I keep swerving to the left, babe.
When I was a kid, people would ask me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I always gave the same answer.
I love you so much.
I love you too.
I wanted to be a husband.
I will call you when I'm done.
Have a good day.
I know that sounds weird. Most boys want to be firehouse chiefs or personal trainers, but to me, being a husband was like the highest calling. And thanks to Stacy, that dream's about to come true. Unfortunately, no one's gonna pay you to be a husband unless you marry Oprah, so I had to find a job. Now, I always admired dentists. They're smart, they're capable, they keep your teeth healthy. So I went out and I became one.
At work.
How are you today, Dale?
I'm fine, thanks.
Excavator?
Okay, I became a dental assistant.
Excavator.
It's basically the same thing, I just make a lot less money.
Did you ever see that show Gossip Girl?
No.
I watched an episode last night. I fingered myself so hard to that Penn Badgley guy, I broke a nail.
And it would have been the perfect job, if not for one evil, crazy bitch, DDS.
I bet you're no shrimp in the cock department, huh, there, Dale?
Okay, Julia, come on.
What?
I don't feel comfortable talking about that.
Oh, Dale, come on. You know that I like to fool around.
Oops.
Mr. Anderton, not in the office. This is bad, 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 bad.
Probably shouldn't hit the patients.
A warehouse.
Oh, I love this. So festive.
I love my job. If you ask me, anyone who hates their job has no one to blame but themselves.
Right.
We make our own destinies, and I've made a sweet one here.
Hey, we have stairs here. You don't need to bring your own.
Yeah, now we're this
one. I'm an account manager at a chemical company, and I'll tell you something. The job has its perks.
Hi, can I help you?
I'm good. He's just signing for these packages. Thank you.
Oh, no. I should do this. Reggie, I got this. Thank you, buddy. This is high priority stuff here.
Thank you.
So what's going on here?
Sorry?
Is this one of those hidden camera shows?
What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, you're way too cute to be just a FedEx girl. I mean, you gotta be like a model or actress or something, right? Like, what happens when I open up one of these boxes? Something's gonna jump out, bite me in the penis?
No, nothing's gonna jump out. I'm just a FedEx girl.
Shut up.
Bye.
Have a great afternoon.
Thank you.
I didn't actually sign that form, by the way, so she has to come back.
She's cute, huh, Reg?
Got another fly on your web, did you, Spider?
Hey, Jack. Yeah.
But the real reason I'm here is this guy, Jack Pellet, my boss, the sweetest man I know. He loves me, and I love him. Everybody loves him.
You all right, Margie?
Hi, Mr. Pellet. Kurt?
Hey.
I've just been waiting to get in there for a while now.
Who's in there?
It's your son.
He's in the toilets.
Bobby! Margie's waiting. You nearly done in there?
I can't get any privacy or anything.
Hey, Margie. Bobby.
What?
Your stomach okay? You seem to be spending more time on the toilet than you do at your desk.
I didn't realize I had to.
tell you every time I want to take a dump.
And if the worst thing about this job is having to tolerate my boss's dipshit cokehead son, well, it's a small price to pay.
You need me to tell you when I'm gonna go pee-pee?
I'm just trying to get you to do your part, son. It's not easy times, you know.
I do my part. I do other people's parts. But it doesn't matter to you, because you just want to ride my ass because I'm your son. You know what? I don't hear you giving Dick Skin any shit.
Dick Skin. Nice.
Kiss ass.
Come on, come on.
Yeah, go on. In you go. Get in the fucking... I'm a green belt, motherfucker.
What?